is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
The Standard Model is one of the crowning achievements of modern physics. From its description of the fundamental properties of matter to its prediction of new particles like the Higgs boson, it's hard to think of a theory that has been so thoroughly demonstrated to be correct. Except it isn't correct. Because for all its accuracy, there are some little things that it misses out.
So, you know, most of the energy and mass of the universe it can't explain. Inflation, it can't explain, or why the universe is made out of matter rather than antimatter, it can't explain. These are not little things.
This is Gerald Gabriels. Physicists like Gerald are on the hunt for theories beyond the Standard Model that could explain these not little things. But where to look? One approach is to search for exotic new particles not predicted by the Standard Model. This is what huge experiments like the Large Hadron Collider are doing. But another approach is to make painstakingly careful measurements of the properties of everyday particles, like electrons. Any deviation from the Standard Model's predictions could help physicists pick between the many proposed theories that aim to fix the Standard Model. Well, there's a feature out this week about this second approach, which has been getting more and more attention in recent years. Gerald has long been working on these precise measurements, so I called him up to find out more about physicists' hunt for cracks in the Standard Model.
The thing that gets the most publicity these days is the Large Hadron Collider at CERN. That's certainly one way to do it. There you take two particles, you smash them together with as much energy as you can, and you see what bits fly out, and you analyze the bits. There's another approach, which I more represent, to say, what does the Standard Model predict precisely? And then let's make a measurement to see if indeed the prediction is correct. So in my group, we've done that. We took the most precise prediction of the Standard Model, which is the size of the magnetism of an electron, a single particle, and we made a measurement, the most precise measurement ever made of a property of an elementary particle. And by George, the Standard Model was right to 12 significant figures. If the Standard Model and proposed fixes to the Standard Model make very different predictions, then it's a great place for experimenters like me to go and look and let nature decide what the truth is, because after all, nature always has the last word.
They sound like very different ways of searching for things beyond the Standard Model. One smashing particles together, the other very precisely measuring properties of a particle. In terms of what the experiments actually physically look like, do they look very different as well?
Oh, they look tremendously different. If you've ever been in the LHC tunnel at CERN, it's spectacular. It's this big round tunnel that if you stand in it, it looks kind of straight because, you know, its circumference is so enormous. And my new center is called the Center for Fundamental Physics with Tabletop Experiments. Now, tabletop is a bit of a, you know, idealization, because it's sometimes the table's a little bit big, but the scale is something that, you know, can fit in a university laboratory. It's just a smaller scale experiment. Tabletop versus industrial scale.
Has more attention started being paid to these kinds of tabletop experiments in recent years, since the LHC hasn't really been finding anything unexpected?
Even if the LHC finds things, the scale of these large accelerator projects and the budget are so enormous that it takes, you know, decades to make a new machine. So, you know, I think increasingly people who are working at the LHC or their type are going to start using more tabletop approaches, substituting precision for energy. But one type of experiment, I would say, is not a direct substitute for the other. I regard us as being part of the same enterprise, having similar goals and taking different approaches, and you know, what we learn complements each other.
What's it like to really try and study one aspect of, say, an electron incredibly precisely? Is it laborious?
Well, every job is partly laborious, every experiment is, but I would say mostly it's just fun. I mean, just imagine, we can take one electron and we can suspend it by itself for months at a time while we play with it. You know, you get kind of fond of it after a while. For me, I still get excited by seeing that.
What's the longest you've managed to keep an electron in place? What's your current record?
Well, we did it once for 10 months until one of my associates made a mistake and clicked the frequency synthesizer knob one click too far.
Were you sorry to see that 10-month electron go?
Well, this was a while ago. Yeah, I was sorry. I was looking forward to having a one-year birthday party for it.
For quite some time, everyone's been hunting for some gap in the standard model, some chink in its armor. Do you think there's any possibility that we just won't find anything?
Well, I suppose there's always that possibility. That's not the possibility that motivates us. I guess if I were a sea captain years ago, there would be a possibility I could sail into the ocean and never find anything, but I might have tried it anyway. I think many of us take that same approach here. That's what we'd like to do.
That was Gerald Gabriels, who's at Northwestern University in the United States. For more on the quest to find new physics with tabletop experiments, check out the feature. That's at nature.com/news. And to hear from more physicists who are making minute measurements to look for errors in the Standard Model, give our piece on antimatter a listen. That was in the show from the 3rd of August 2017.